But first, the delicate balance between groundwater and agriculture. So far this fall, I've told you two stories about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, from the perspectives of minority and disadvantaged groups who want a bigger role in SGMA decision-making. Now, I'm bringing you a different perspective, from those who farmed the land for generations, but worry SGMA could end their livelihoods and their legacies. Take Doug Martin. The Kings County farmer doesn't mince words about SGMA.
It would mean total annihilation of the agriculture in this state. It will destroy it.
That includes, he says, the Hanford Ranch his family has worked for almost a century. Martin's grandfather bought 200-odd acres here in the 1930s after emigrating from the Azores. They raised cattle, then row crops.
Corn, cotton, wheat, broccoli, sweet corn, garlic, milo. Let's put it this way, I've tried just about everything.
Only one tractor still runs here, despite the fleet that Martin's collected, including a teensy green one that stopped running years ago that he just can't let go of.
Because I was 7 years old when I was driving it.
But recently, Martin says, it's become hard to break even. And with SGMA looming in the future, he sees the end of a livelihood he, his parents, and their parents all relied on. So he's decided to sell this land with such deep roots.
Don't think I'm going to stay here and take a beating. There is a point where you got to fold them and run.
He knows for those farmers keeping their land, SGMA likely means they'll have to cut back on water. The Public Policy Institute of California estimates that even under the best case scenario, 500,000 acres in the valley could be forced to go fallow.
People don't know for sure what to plan for.
That's Russ Waymeyer, a friend of Doug Martin's and a farmer turned agricultural realtor.
They haven't announced what's anticipated that they're going to allow us to pump.
Though SGMA hasn't even been implemented yet, Waymeyer says Martin is just one of many farmers he's seen driven out by future water uncertainty.
That's happened time and again up and down the valley.
But some change is already here. In many places, land values are dropping. Waymeyer tells me about an alfalfa ranch he's been trying to sell in Hanford. In just a year, its appraised value fell 25%. Why would that be? It's about water access, says Eric Bream. As workers spray organic pesticide on his orange grove in Lindsay, Bream explains SGMA will limit groundwater use, so surface water is already becoming more and more precious.
If you don't have access to two sources of water, which would be surface water and groundwater, on your property, it's not going to be worth anywhere near what it would be if you had those two things.
He says farmers are worried, angry. Some feel betrayed. What could have eased some of this pressure, he argues, is water storage. More reservoirs or higher dams full of surface water.
You know, we hear these narratives about building additional storage, that it's too expensive, that there's just not enough water. And then we look at a year like this, and you know, a lot of that water is just going out to the ocean. And it can be frustrating.
And Bream's right about access to two water sources. More and more, banks and other lenders are looking for both when appraising property and issuing loans. That's according to Michael Swanson, an agricultural economist with banking giant Wells Fargo. And he confirms some land prices are dropping. However,
does it mean less profits? That's not as clear, because as you reduce the supply of some things, prices might go up enough to help compensate for some of that lost production.
Plus, land with steadier surface water access, that value may increase. Swanson says, yes, SGMA is a big deal. But water access has been changing land values and land use for years, decades. Russ Waymeyer, the ag realtor, actually sold his farm in the 90s when water allocations dropped. And think about all those farmers who tore up their row crops during the drought and planted cash crops like almonds.
And so we've already seen this transformation starting. And SGMA will definitely define it more and probably accelerate it more.
As for who's buying this offloaded land, many growers fear big, faceless corporations coming in, pulling up the crops, and just selling the water. But Swanson says those buyers are a minority, for now.
Is that his dad's hay baler over
no,
there? No?
That, no, he had a 290.
Did he? What was that one?
As for what that Doug Martin's buyer will do with his land, he's not so concerned.
You know what? The rascal's going to write me a check. I love that guy.
Martin plans to keep the 2 acres holding the family homes he and his daughter live in. But for the rest, the deal should close by Christmas. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.